The remarks of the president in the Rose Garden to a group from the Navajo Tribal Council, 21st February, 1952.
Mr. President, to Mr. Sam Akia, Chairman of the Navajo Tribal Council, would like to say a few words to you and express his appreciation to you.
Will you get right here, Mr. Akia?
Mr. President, I have brought to Washington the Vice Chairman and the Vice Committee of our Navajo Council. It is nine-man committee elected from within our 74-member council. And the council, in turn, is elected democratically by the people. We have come here to emphasize to the Department of Interior and to Congress our serious problems that face our tribe and the urgency of our needs. With school facilities now existing only half of our school-aged children, we are concerned about their future in a day and age when equal opportunity is impossible without at least elementary schooling. We are concerned by serious needs of health service for our people, our need for roads, water, and land development, and especially by our economic need to realize the Shiprock San Juan Irrigation Project. We think all of these things are essential if we are to contribute to the fullest as citizens of our nation. On behalf of my people, I wish to thank you, Mr. President, for the help you have given to us, and especially for the warm personal interest you have shown in us and our problems. We appreciate, in spite of our great financial problems of our government, you have nevertheless recommended to Congress the very substantial appropriation for the next fiscal year for the program under the Navajo Hopi Long Range Rehabilitation Act, which was developed at your direction and which you approve.
Thank you very much. It's a very great pleasure to receive you here this morning, and I'm more than happy to receive you after what you have just said about the progress you're making in the far west with the Navajo Hopi Indian tribes. My interest is for the welfare and the fair treatment of your people. I was being interviewed yesterday by a housing commission, and they were discussing the terrible situation of certain minority groups in the country, and they named all the minority groups, but they didn't say a word about the only 100% Americans there, and that's the American Indian. My interest is in your welfare. I think that we owe a debt to your people that we never can repay. I think I have a collection, a library, in fact, of the stories of the great Indian leaders of the Middle West and of the six nations up here that are just as interesting as any other stories of any heroes you want to read about in the world. Now, if I can do anything to further the welfare of your people, I'm here to try to do it.
We want to be self-sustaining people, Mr. President. And Mr. President, I said that you are the only president who have helped my people greatly.
Well, thank you.
And therefore, we'd like to see you around for the next president.
Thank you very much. You're very kind. So appreciate that very much. You're a pretty good politician.